Morning Facebook. Today is the 12th of August, September 2020, Saturday morning. And I got a campfire going this morning. Up bright and early, it's a little after 5. And it's always good to get up and have a nice campfire early in the morning when before the sun comes up. And so I always like to do campfires this time of year. I think fall is one of my very favorite times of the year. Start seeing the leaves starting to change, and it's a beautiful time of the year, especially in Pineville, Missouri. So anyway, I'm going to show you the campfire here in a minute once I get signed in to YouTube. God's creation is a beautiful thing. And He has, oh, what wondrous things He has wrought. We can look at creation, Romans 1 tells us, and see His eternal Godhead. So it is a beautiful time of year. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. My thoughts and prayers are with those who tune in on this program each morning. Scripture tells us that though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. That's quite a promise for God's people. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Well, trying to get logged in here to Facebook this morning. Be with you shortly here. Morning, YouTube. This 12th of September, Saturday morning. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. We're already logged into Facebook. I've got a campfire going right outside my front door here in this little living area. I'm going to try to show it to you. Turn the camera around and see if you can see the campfire out there. See that or not? Anyway, I don't know if you can see that campfire or not, but it's a nice little campfire. One thing about living in Pineville, there's lots of wood available. A very, very inexpensive wood around here. And I got a lot of wood in my backyard, so never lack for wood for a campfire. Well, this morning we're reading from, we're going to read several scriptures. Isaiah 50 7:18, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I am the Lord that healeth him. Exodus 15:26. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Psalm 139:1-3. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. All things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Psalm 90, verse 8. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. He is gracious unto him and his saint, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Job 33:24, and we find in Isaiah 53:3, it says, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Isaiah 61:1. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Mark 5:34. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Psalm 118:7. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up and stand against him. God before us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Psalm 118:6. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. Daniel 3:17. Well, what wonderful, beautiful promises were given in the Word of God for his sustaining grace to us. We have been given the blessings of Christ. He's granted to us all things, and we see that he is coming again for us soon. And when he returns, we are going to be forever with him in paradise. What a beautiful thought. There's nothing like the grace of God to sustain us, to hold us up, and to comfort us, and give us strength for our journey. There are many people who deny Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. They deny that his death accomplished anything for anyone. But we know that, in fact, his death did accomplish for us a reconciliation to God. And we proclaim it daily. Jesus Christ and him crucified. So this morning, that's what's been on my mind, is the hope we have in Christ. There's no hope in the creature. God has delivered us from the power of death and given us the faith of Christ that we might have the fellowship with Him, and that He will come again for us and receive us unto Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. So I'm going to enjoy the campfire this morning, and I don't know if you saw that or not. I'm sitting here in front of my front door watching the campfire this morning, and the embers of the campfire. And why don't you today, if you get a chance, go out and build a campfire and sit and contemplate on the things of God. It will do wonders for your soul. God bless.